between the Noble Quran and the Hadith al-Qudsi are many differences. From the differences between al-Hadith al-Qudsi and the Quran is that the Hadith al-Qudsi recital is not worship. Reciting al-Hadith al-Qudsi is not worship. Just mere recitation is not a worship. So therefore there is no reward for every letter of it by a tenfold reward. However, the Quran's recital is worship. For every letter there is 10 rewards and good deeds. Secondly, from the difference between the Qudsi Hadith and the Quran is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges mankind to bring something similar to the Quran, or even a verse. And there is nothing like this challenge when it comes to the Hadith al-Qudsi. There is nothing of this type of challenge when it comes to al-Hadith al-Qudsi. And from the differences between the Quran and the Hadith al-Qudsi is that the Quran is preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He the Most High stated in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 9, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily, it is we who have sent down the dhikr, the Quran, and surely we will guard it from corruption. And the ahadith al-Qudsiyya do not fall under this preservation, because there is from it, or there are narrations from it that are authentic and good, but also there are weak and fabricated, some with omissions, some with additions. So this is another difference between the Qudsi Hadith and the Quran. And from the differences is that it is not permissible to recite the Quran by meaning. It is not permissible to recite the Quran by meaning. And this is by consensus amongst the Muslims. However, with respect to the Qudsi narrations, most of the scholars agree that it is permissible to narrate it by meaning. There is ikhtilaf, but most of the scholars are on the opinion that it is permissible to relate it by meaning. And from the differences between the Quran and the Hadith al-Qudsi is that the Quran is recited in the Salah. And from the Quran, there is the recitation which we know of, which is Surah Al-Fatiha, without which the Salah is not valid. Of course, the Al-Hadith al-Qudsi situation is not applicable in this sense. So this is another difference between Al-Hadith al-Qudsi and the Quran. Also, according to the correct opinion, the Quran is not to be touched except by one who is ritually pure. This does not apply with respect to al-Hadith al-Qudsi. Also, the Quran cannot be recited by the one who is sexually in a state of sexual defilement until he or she takes ghusl, according to the preponderating opinion. And this is not the case with respect to al-Hadith al-Qudsi. And from the differences as well is that the Quran is decisively, is a decisive consecutive affirmed narration, is a decisively consecutive affirmed narration, which necessitates certain knowledge, such that if anyone denies one letter agreed upon by the Al-Qurra, then the person commits kufr. Wal-Iyadu Billah. Contrary to that, is the Hadith al-Qudsi. So, if someone denies anything of the Qudsi Hadith, claiming that it is not affirmed, then then he does not commit kufr. However, if he denies that while knowing that the Prophet ﷺ indeed said it, then he commits kufr because of his belying to the Messenger, of him belying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what about when we discussed earlier, we said that one of the opinions is that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam related it to Allah. And that in principle, the added saying is attributed to the person who said it. This is in principle. However, it is possible that one may add the meaning to the one who says something, not the actual wording. As in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala add certain statements to certain people who said it. And we know that this relation or this relating of the statement is by meaning, not by word, as in the stories of the prophets, and the like. Qala Musa, Qala Isa, the speech of the hoopoe and that of the ant, certainly this is by meaning, relating the meaning with respect to these examples. Therefore indicate that it is possible to relate or to add the meaning to the sayer, not the actual wording. And this gives a preponderance to this opinion. Now, if someone says, wouldn't it be better to leave all of this altogether and stick to the saying that the Hadith al-Qudsi is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam relates from his Rabb, then this would be sufficient and it is safer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, lest the person may fall in excessiveness, which could be destructive.